you for listening to Opening the Circle. My name is Tiffany, and I'm an ordained minister and the founder of the Open Circle. Our mission is to offer a holy space for all who pray, meditate, grieve, rejoice, and transform. We offer radical hospitality and love to everyone, including ourselves. You're about to listen to a live recording of me offering my weekly reflection to our gathered community. These spiritual reflections are intended to open the circle of contemplative, embodied Christian practice and are embedded in a particular community context and spiritual lineage. And these reflections are also for you, wherever you are coming from as you listen to this podcast. They are for seekers and doubters and those with curious hearts, as well as folks who are firmly rooted in a religious or spiritual tradition or practice. Wherever you are coming from, as you enter this moment that we share, you are welcome here. And I thank you for co-creating this sacred space and helping to open the circle of contemplation together. Thank you for being here, and I hope this offering will be of service in some small way. So we started off worship with a little humming, and I wanted to begin my reflection this morning also with a little humming. So I wanted to invite you all to hum with me for a moment, if you will. So I invite us to hum. So simple, and yet we can feel that, can't we? We can feel that inside of us. We can feel that connecting us, that resonance, that connection, that vibration. When we hum together, when we sing together, as we do every week in this space, we create resonance, we create connection, we open our hearts, we enact and we affirm this reality of our connection to one another, our connection to God, our connection to the world. We participate in this cosmic hum of the universe. Psalm 98 that we heard today paints a picture for us of a cosmic song of people and rivers and mountains and sea, all singing together. The world sings a universal song. The song of frogs, the song of birds, the song of trees, of mountains and oceans. The choirs of outdoor songs that we hear, the songs of freedom and justice and love that we sing together, each in our own voices. There is an ancient and ever-present invitation for us to join in this song of the universe, this cosmic hum, this music of the spheres. And this song matters. This resonance matters. It's not just a poetic idea. It's at the very heart of our human existence, of our earthly existence. This resonance creates belonging and love and care. We hear the melody of creation all around us, and we are called to sing back, to sing together, to join in this song. And when we lose this connection, when we lose our sense of resonance with one another, we can end up hurting each other and hurting the earth when we lose that felt sense of our connection. And we all know that there has been a lot of bad news recently. It seems to just keep coming. We hear very heartbreaking things. We hear of SNAP benefits taken away from millions of people who need that support. We hear about more bombing in Gaza even after a ceasefire agreement. We hear about ICE targeting our immigrant neighbors and breaking up families. We hear about hurricanes in the Caribbean made exponentially worse by climate disruption. And the list goes on and on and on. I don't have to remind you of all the things that break our hearts. And it's not hard to become overwhelmed in the face of the onslaught of bad news that we hear, to cycle between fear and sadness and anger, and to either want to fix it all or simply collapse in a corner somewhere. Because we care, and because we care, we want to show up. We want to act in love. We want to see the flourishing and thriving of this world and our neighbors. And it's important in these ongoing difficult times to take the small actions that we can take in love. We remember we are not called to do it all, and we are also not called to do nothing. We are called to act in love in the ways that we can. Because our small actions, when they are added together with others, create ripples, create resonance, create vibrations, create a song of love. When we lose that resonance, we can create harm. And when we stay in resonance, we stay connected in love and care. When we are in this resonance, we feel naturally drawn to acts of love, maybe to call someone who we know might be lonely, or to listen to someone in our life who needs to process grief, or to use our art practice to create empathy in the world, maybe to consume less, to talk to someone on the streets, maybe to join a literal community choir. The images in Psalm 98 are of the whole creation participating in song. In Pamela Greenberg's translation of Psalm 98, she says, "Shout out to God, all the earth, break forth into joy and melody." She says, "Let the sea thunder along with all that fills it, the earth and all who dwell on the land. Rivers will clap their hands. The mountains will sing together for joy." Biblical scholars think that this psalm was part of an annual celebration of God's creation of the world. Every year at the Feast of the Tabernacles in the fall, the Jewish people celebrated Yahweh's power and creation through song and ritual. Fall is the time of the Jewish New Year, so the festival honored the creation of the world with a celebration of Yahweh recreating the world and reestablishing the order of creation, like we hear in Genesis. This festival was similar to the way Christians celebrate Christmas, singing once again, "Christ is born," or each Easter singing, "Christ is risen." It's a yearly reenactment of a foundational belief through song. So as creator, Yahweh was seen as ruling over all creation, as transforming chaos, injustice, and disorder into love and justice and order. In many ancient cultures, it was believed that the creation of order, of harmony, of pattern, involved the victory of the creator over powers of disorder and chaos in the world. And every year, order had to be re-established ritually. The hostile powers had to be subdued once again to make way for a new beginning and to call in order and harmony once again. The images in this psalm of using our voices and playing various instruments to praise God implies the inclusion of all people, of all cultures, of different ways of worshiping and expressing. And the images of the seas, of the land, of the rivers clapping their hands, the hills singing for joy, call us to see ourselves as part of all creation, all under this same integrated, holistic order of the universe. The images of human voices and instruments blending together with rivers clapping their hands and hills singing for joy invite us to find ourselves in harmony and resonance with the music of the spheres, to remember that we are part of this song of the universe, to join together in this great cosmic hum that unites us all. As we struggle to make the injustice in our community right, to create order in the world, to create an order where life is honored, where all creatures are valued, these images from Psalm 98 give us an ancient poetic vision of what this can look like, a vision of universal love and joy, of all creation, all creatures singing together, each creature singing in their own way and yet united in harmony, in resonance, a vision of our Creator winning over the powers of disorder and chaos and hate with the powers of love and justice and God's power, God's song, filling the whole world. This movement, this change, coming through the power of song. As our hearts break at the losses and the destruction in our world, at the ways that creation and creatures are harmed, we can find solace by leaning in to our love, by joining in this cosmic love song in resonance. Music moves us. Music has always inspired rebellion and resistance and love. Music connects us. Music inspires creative acts. Music is the sound of longing and love itself, a cosmic universal song. And this song is not just metaphorical. It's not just a poetic vision of ancient peoples. This cosmic song that connects us is quite literal. As literal as us humming and singing together this morning. There's an old story about Pythagoras, the ancient Greek philosopher who came up with the theory about triangles that you may remember. And the story is that he was walking past a blacksmith's forge one day, and he was captivated by the sound of the hammers in the forge. And he realized suddenly that all of the pounding hammers were pounding in a harmonious pattern, like a song. And so he rushed into the forge And he began investigating, testing all the different hammers and stroke combinations, analyzing the patterns, weighing the hammers, ultimately discovering a simple mathematical relationship between the hammers that produced the harmony. Their masses were exact ratios of one another. And this discovery was so beautiful to him that he theorized that the entire universe must be governed by this mathematics of harmony. He called it the music of the spheres. The idea that every celestial body produces a unique hum determined by its orbit. 2,000 years later, the German astronomer Johannes Kepler resurrected this idea of the music of the spheres in his book, The Harmony of the World, published in 1619. Kepler believed that the universe was literally singing, reverberating with music that was inaudible to human ears. He was mostly mocked and dismissed for this belief in a singing universe. But about 500 years later, our super-sensitive telescopes detected a low-frequency hum pervading the universe. The hum is believed to be the product of supermassive black holes colliding in space, maybe from early on in the universe, and we can hear that now echoing through time. It's like a choir with all these supermassive black hole pairs chiming in at different frequencies, said Yale University physicist Chiara Mingarelli in a 2023 statement about this discovery. This 15-year study provided the first ever evidence for this theory, which Einstein also put forth, and he called gravitational wave background, this kind of cosmic sound that had been theorized for so long but had never actually been detected by scientists. We could never hear it, but so many people said it existed. As a CNN article about the discovery says, as black holes collide across the universe, these waves all hum and resonate together in the background. Co-author of this study and astronomer Scott Ransom goes on to add, our earlier data told us that we were hearing something, but we didn't know what. Now we know that it's music coming from the gravitational universe. As we keep listening, we'll likely be able to pick out notes from the instruments playing in this cosmic orchestra, he said. So this long-standing spiritual idea of the music of the spheres, of this universal hum, the harmony of the world, this song that we participate in, how can we keep from singing along, is now observable and measurable with our technology. We have heard the universe singing. We have heard this hum. There is a cosmic orchestra, a choir, a resonance, a hum throughout the universe, inside our own bodies, in the orbit of the celestial bodies, in the songs of birds, in the sounds of ocean waves. As Psalm 98 says, let the sea thunder along with all that fills it, the earth and all who dwell on this land. Rivers clap their hands, the mountains sing together for joy. There is an ancient and ever-present invitation to us to join in this song of the universe, this cosmic hum, this music of the spheres. And in order to join in this harmony with our voices, we have to listen. In order to resonate, we have to listen. Randy Woodley, who is an Indigenous theologian, says, in our native way, we are more or less listening, not just to ourselves or what we would say the Spirit puts in our hearts, but to what's going on around us. We're listening to the birds to see what kind of messages they have. We're listening to the wind to see if there's a song in it for us. It might sound esoteric, he says, but we're listening to the way that we spin in silence by hearing the creation. By listening to the wind, to the birds, to the rivers, to the hills, to each other, to the spinning of the planet, to the expanding and contracting of galaxies and the colliding of black holes, to this constant hum, this constant song, we can learn again to be in harmony with the music of the spheres, to be part of this great cosmic hum that flows through us, this song of the universe that unites us all. By listening to the song of the world, we learn to love the world more deeply, to see our part in the world, our part in the song. And we come to see that our collective song is powerful. Our love song is powerful. Our song of praise is powerful. Our song in harmony with all that we love, with our desire to protect one another, to protect this earth, to protect all that is, our desire to protect what we love. The universe is singing, and we are part of that song. Will we listen to this song of the cosmos? Will we sing along? Will we join our voices in this universal hymn of praise?
so we sing from the center of our beings.
You've been listening to Opening the Circle, a podcast supported by the Open Circle, a Disciples of Christ community located in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Indigenous Tewa land. We are a humble community of seekers dedicated to the revolutionary message of Jesus Christ, to love and serve all. To learn more, visit our website at theopencirclesantafe.org. We want to thank the Open Circle for supporting this podcast, you for listening, Elizabeth Fagan for creating and sharing original music, and Kirsten Rudberg for editing and producing the podcast. Thanks again. Until next time.